Thank you, Mr. President. This statement is delivered on behalf of the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action. Mr. President, as this is the first time that I'm taking the floor, I'd like to congratulate you on assuming the presidency of the 16th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. Excellencies, the effective implementation of this protocol is crucial to reducing the civilian harm caused by explosive remnants of war. ERW contamination causes loss of civilian lives, precludes the safe mobility and return of internally displaced persons and refugees, and has direct and indirect environmental impacts. Safe removal is complex, costly, and dangerous, especially in populated areas where accidents during explosive ordnance disposal operations pose a significant risk. In Afghanistan, for example, there are still 193 battlefields occupying over 99 square kilometers that require clearance. The United Nations calls on high contracting parties to prioritize and allocate resources to ERW clearance, risk education, and trainings on innovations for the safe removal of ERW. Mr. President, to clear hazardous areas efficiently and safely, operators need to know the location and composition of the contamination. Effective data management and information sharing are critical to the success of clearance operations. Article 4 of this protocol provides that information of the use and abandonment of explosive ordnance must be recorded by parties to armed conflicts and made available once fighting has ended. The United Nations calls on all high contracting parties to fully implement this article to expedite the survey, marking, and clearance of ERW. Excellencies, when preventative measures such as advocacy, explosive ordnance risk education and clearance have not succeeded in avoiding ERW accidents, there's an obligation to alleviate the suffering caused. The United Nations calls on high contracting parties to implement the victim assistance obligations outlined in Article 8.2 of this protocol. States should provide adequate funding for victim assistance and should cooperate with international and civil society organizations to make services available, accessible, and affordable to victims, especially in rural areas. Mr. President, victim data records indicate that children are the dominant victim of ERW-related incidents. In Afghanistan, between August 2021 and May 2022, the United Nations verified over 550 child casualties from explosive ordnance in 27 provinces.